for a girl that's still tonight. Yeah, she's about 6'6". I'm going to talk to her about this. If you see a guy, they tell her 6'6". And if you see a son of you, you can't get out of the box. You said the guy's got out. Man, I was in the rain, and then he fell out of here. He got wet. Yeah. Had a 2 hour delay over there. Oh, did you get a shirt yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one that you got yesterday? They have a long line here up there. Put the line back out to the street. What time did you get here?
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Well, 5 months and 4 days ago today, the Green Jackets 2023 season began on a rainy and humid night in Columbia, South Carolina. Today, 160-something days later, the Green Jackets season comes to an end in Kinston, North Carolina, as we play game number 131 of 131. My name is Nathan Strauss. It's time for the TaxSlayer pregame show here on a beautiful, picturesque late summer's day in down east North Carolina. Green Jackets looking to finish this season on a high note and win a series to end their campaign. Yesterday, Augusta had it firing on all cylinders as the Green Jackets pitching staff recorded a season-high 19 strikeouts, breaking their previous record of 18, which they set on Tuesday night. Jeremy Celedonio hit his second home run in as many days as Augusta scored the final five runs of the game en route to a 5-2 victory. Green Jackets lead the series 3-2. The season series stands 6-5 in favor of the Wood Ducks. The Wood Ducks have postseason baseball coming up on Tuesday, and their lineup is very much reflective of that. Full bullpen day for the Woodies today, and the Green Jackets, meanwhile, will send out Sam Strickland for their final game of the season. Figured we'd do something a little bit different here today on the final day of the year and sort of run you through a little bit of the highlights for this season for Augusta going chronologically. All the way back on April 6th, the Green Jackets season got underway in Columbia, and the Green Jackets fell behind early and came out with a 9-8 win. In fact, the 9 runs the Green Jackets scored in that game was their most in a month. It was the most in the first month of the year. E.J. Exposito had a career day going 3-for-4 with a homer. He drove in 5 with Spencer Schwellenbach making his debut as the starter. Green Jackets won that one in extra innings. Two rain delays followed that. Green Jackets had their home opener on April 11th as Augusta welcomed the millionth fan in SRP Park history. And the fan had a chance to win a million pennies, $10,000. They did not do so, but they still took home a great prize pack. Jeremy Celedonio, a few days later, would hit Augusta's first home homer of the season en route to 17 and counting going into today. He has a chance, by the way, to win outright the Carolina League home run crown. Otherwise, he will share it with Tim Elko of the White Sox organization, who is now up in Double-A Birmingham. J.R. Ritchie made his debut a few days later, striking out seven batters against the Down East Wood Ducks on Star Wars night. Green Jackets only went 7-13 in April, but really dominated in May. That was undoubtedly a high mark for the team. They won 18 games, went 18-9, tied for the most wins in a month in the last decade of team history, including in that time two monstrous series wins over the Kannapolis Cannonballers, winning on the road 5-1 and then at home 4-2. Green Jackets really had their number. In the month of May, Green Jackets played 27 games. They hit 28 home runs, including some games where they hit three. They had three home run games, but they started off the month of June in similar form. They split a series with Charleston and then split another series with Carolina, but in that Carolina series, they tied their team record going all the way back to the 1990s with four home runs in a game, two for Ethan Werkinger and two for Jeremy Celedonio. Wrapping up in the month of May and early June, David McCabe became the first player named to the Carolina League Player of the Week award, and after that, he was immediately promoted to High A Rome, where he has dominated over the course of this year, hitting almost 300 and with an OPS of about 850 going into today. He is just a threat up there as much as he was down here in Augusta. Green Jackets also played their first game as Los Pavos Salvajes de Augusta, the first time they used the Copa identity this year. It was unveiled to much fanfare and to good success. The Green Jackets, unfortunately, the first time they wore them, they got blown out in a doubleheader. They lost 13-4 and 7-2 over the course of two games in early April when Columbia came to town and David Hawley, Augusta native, hit four home runs. But better times were ahead. Green Jackets hit a walk-off on June 17th with Tyler Collins picking that one up, playing as the Augusta Pimento Cheese that day. Green Jackets wrapped up the first half of the series in Delmarva on June 25th. Some big roster changes after that. Spencer Schrellenbach, Jorge Bautista all moved up to High A Rome, along with Ethan Werkinger and Justin Janis. Justin Janis, who had 88 hits in his time with the Green Jackets in under 80 games. He only was just surpassed this week by Ambioris Tavares for the team lead for this calendar year. And only last week did he fall out of the lead spot in the Carolina League because he no longer represented a qualified hitter. But he was an on-base machine and someone who has, again, continued to do good things, the former Illinois man up in Rome. Green Jackets in July had a mixed month, but it got off to a great start. Green Jackets won the first couple of games in July, including a win on 4th of July against the Pelicans. They had a 5-steal game from Corey Acton, which tied their club record and is still the Carolina League record for steals in a game this year. Green Jackets then had a wild series with Charleston in late July. They had that 15-run comeback. They trailed 8-0 in the top of the 8th, scored 15 unanswered runs in the 8th and 9th to win 15-8. And then just 3 days later, they pitched a no-hitter, a combined no-hitter from Seth Keller and Landon Harper. And then a month later, the Green Jackets do the same thing in a no-hit effort against the Salem Red Sox. Some other highlights this season, the Green Jackets with that blowout win in Fredericksburg in August, winning 15-7, 15 runs, 14 hits, both season highs. Owen Murphy taking a no-hitter into the seventh inning in his second-to-last start with Augusta was great to see. He even got applauded off the field by the home fans in Salem, Virginia. Murphy has continued to look very good, along with John Carlos Lara up in High A. Hayden Harris, Augusta native, undrafted free agent signing for the Braves, struck out six straight men in a game back in early May. He has made it all the way up to Double A, where he leads the Braves organization in strikeout rate, strikeout minus walk rate, and, amongst other things, opponent OPS against. Green Jackets wrapped up their home season a week ago today in front of 5,200 fans, tapping off an average attendance of 4,195 people per game, which is a team record. Green Jackets look to close out the season on a high today. Augusta looking to pick up a series win against a much rotated Down East Wood Ducks team. We will take a break and come back with lineups in first pitch. Taxslayer pregame show here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Days ago it began, and today it concludes. Green Jackets playing their final game of the season in 2023, looking to close out this campaign with a series victory. It is a beautiful day here in Kinston, North Carolina, at historic Granger Stadium, where 2 days from now, the Wood Ducks will begin their quest for a Carolina League championship in their penultimate season. Until then, though, the Green Jackets have 9 innings to leave a lasting impression here on a sun-filled day on the diamond. Green Jackets with Samuel Strickland on the mound today, making the final start for Augusta. He has been spectacular in his last couple of outings. They'll be going up against Luis Ramirez, who got the start on Tuesday night, was removed after one inning due to some physical discomfort, and here is how Augusta will line it up against the former Long Beach State man. Yoris Tavares leads it off, looking to get up and over the 220 mark this year. Leads the team with 90 base hits. Cam McGee, who got tossed in the first inning yesterday, bats second. Sabin Ceballos hitting third. And EJ Exposito, who has played more games than anyone else this year, is hitting cleanup in his 110th game of the season. Will Verdung III is hitting in the five spot, playing second base, while Jeremy Celedonio, who can become the outright league home run champion today with a long ball, bats sixth. The bottom three in the lineup today, Cade Kern, who homered on Friday, Dawson Diamond, and Tyler Collins, bats ninth today. Green Jackets for their final game wearing their road grays with the green numbers and black trim. The Woodies in their alternate camo jerseys, the duck hunting pattern on the front with white numbers, Woodies written in white cursive across the chest, and white numbers with a little bit of black trim. Righty Ramirez on the mound, seventh rounder a couple of years ago out of Los Angeles and out of Long Beach State. First pitch coming to the righty, Tavares. It is a swing and a miss on a fastball down and in, and we are underway at 1:03 p.m. on this beautiful Sunday, September 10th. Temperatures in the high 80s, a little bit of wind, picturesque white bulbous clouds out there in center field. 0-1 is a slider for a strike. Tavares yesterday came in for Cam McGee in the first inning when McGee got tossed in the bottom of the frame and ended up having a great day at the plate. 2 for 3, a single, a double, 2 RBIs, a stolen base, and a hit by pitch as well. 0-2 is a slider swung on and missed, and Ramirez picks up where he left off. Did not give up a run in his one inning of work on Tuesday. Has been very good this year. 1-3, a 4.04 ERA. It's his 12th start, his 18th appearance overall. A lot of rotation, should we say, in the lineup for the Wood Ducks today. 4 of their star players, their ever-presence this year, are getting an extra day or two of rest before the postseason begins on Tuesday, and a chance for some younger, newer additions to impress. Cam McGee takes a swing and a miss here, and it's 0-1. The lefty McGee won for 12 this week with a double. Yesterday hit a long fly out to begin the game and then was ejected by the home plate umpire today, Brandon Schmidt. 0-1 outside. Schmidt at home plate today and Nathan Hall on the bases. McGee has admitted, by the way, that the call that he was arguing was actually wrong, and it was tough to see, and I think everyone has made their amends. 1-1 here to the lefty McGee. Infield slightly pulled over, and the pitch is sliced foul down the left field line and out of play. Jesus Moreno gets a rare game behind the dish today with Connor Piotto, the normal backup catcher, at first. Chandler Pollard, second straight game at second. Donyer Cueva, the only real regular playing this game, at short. And Anthony Colarco moves from first to third. 1-2 here on McGee. Long windup, and the pitch is on the outside corner. Strike three called. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ramirez to begin the game, and we'll bring up Sabin Ceballos. The outfield for Down East is Torres in left, Mendez in center, and Specht in right. So now Sabin Ceballos. It's been a little strikeout bitten this week. 2-for-16, but 9 strikeouts on those 14 outs. It's been harder for him to put the ball in play. Infield back, no score, and no one on here with two away in the first. Righty-on-righty matchup, and Ceballos will chop this one slowly down the third baseline. Colarco charges, his throw to first is not going to be in time. It gets away, it goes up the right field line, and Ceballos will advance to second. He had that beaten out, and Colarco, normally a first baseman or a DH, might have been ill-advised to make that throw. It'll be a single and an error as Ceballos picks up his third hit of the series, and the Down East Wood Ducks commit yet another miscue in the field. That has been one of the stories of the week. The other one of the three sort of primary bullet points here, the Green Jackets running into outs on the base paths. They've made 8 outs either trying to stretch singles to doubles, doubles to triples, or being caught stealing. They've had a man caught stealing at every single base this week, second, third, and home. EJ Exposito up to the plate now. A good chance to add on to his team-high 55 runs batted in. 3 walks for him this week. He'll take a slider on the front corner for a strike. Expo playing in his 110th game, which leads the Green Jackets. Tavares the only one close. Those two, the only men to hit 100 games this year for Augusta. Ready on ready matchups. Ceballos, a sizable lead at second, dancing off. 0-1. Got him with a changeup. Expo been held without an RBI, though, over the past couple of weeks, looking to maybe get to that 60 mark. He was in contention to set the all-time record for the Green Jackets. It is 68, but it's slowed down a bit as new blood has been added. 0-2 pitch is a check swing in the dirt. Did he go? Yes, he did, says the base umpire on appeal. So, 3 strikeouts, a single, and an error. The Green Jackets leave a man aboard as the lefty Samuel Strickland comes to the mound when we come back. Green Jackets go scoreless in the first. Back in a moment with the bottom of the frame here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets go scoreless in the top of the first. It'll bring the Wood Ducks to the plate. They'll line it up like this today. Quincy Scott leading it off with Connor Piotto batting second. Cueva in the three hole. Anthony Calarco hitting cleanup. Marcus Torres hitting fifth. Tommy Specht right behind him. In the bottom three, Chandler Pollard, Wadi Mendez, and Jesus Moreno. Scott in the box. He will take a strike from Sam Strickland, and we are underway. The last three games for Strickland, he has been impeccable. In 13 innings of work, he has struck out 18 while giving up just two runs and two walks. A one is down and away. Two earned runs. He got burned a little bit by some ninth inning errors in the blowout win for the Green Jackets against Fredericksburg, where they made three errors in the bottom of the ninth. But those have not left a blemish on his ERA. 1-1 pitch is grounded towards third, and Ceballos will field it in fair ground. His throw a long way, and it will not be in time. That'll be an infield single for Scott, who gets the benefit of a bounce there as it just curved the wrong side, or rather for him, the right side of the third base back. Strickland so far this season began the year with some tough outings in Rome. Made four appearances there and only went 9 1/3 innings, but with Augusta, he has been very, very good. A 4-2 record as he fires in a strike to Connor Piotto. ERA of 3 even, a whip of 1.2, and 63 strikeouts to 13 walks. 0-1 to Piotto, and it's outside by just a bit. Piotto 3 for 10 this week with a couple of strikeouts. Playing first base today, and a rarity for him. Can play catcher, can play both corners, can play both corner outfield positions as well in a pinch. 1-1 is grounded to third. Should be a two ball to second for one. McGee fires to first, and it is indeed a double play as the Green Jackets go around the horn. With the shift, though, it's a 5-6-3 double play, which you do not see all that often. In fact, it's the first one the Green Jackets have turned this year. You know, they say you see something new every day, and it's not, you know, new as in novel to the game itself, but it is the first time we've seen that exact combination over the course of this year. So quickly two away for Donyer Cueva, the lefty, who will take a strike. Ceballos plays at third, Cam McGee at short today, with Will Verdung at second and Exposito at first. Dawson Diamond the catching, with Collins in center, Celedonio in right, and Cade Kern in left. The 0-1 is upstairs. Of course, it is NFL Sunday, and the McGee family of Cam McGee are well familiar with that. His older brother, Brandon, an NFL player for a number of seasons with, amongst others, the Cowboys. Also was drafted three times. Red Sox, Rays, and Oakland A's. Athletic family as well. His sister is a star softball player at ASU. 1-2 to Cueva, outside and low in the dirt. Cueva hitting 226 with Calarco on deck. A whole lot of chatter right now about the name Strickland, but that's because Sean Strickland in the MMA world took out a huge win yesterday. As Strickland here, Sam Strickland will fire strike three past Cueva. It's cut on and missed. A number of players on the team were watching Strickland beat Adesanya last night, and Strickland comes out punching today as he will face the minimum in the first. Green Jackets with Verdung, Celedonio, and Kern due up to the plate in the second. No score.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Neither team scores in the first inning. We come to the top of inning number two. Green Jackets looking to break through, and a win today would see them finish at 63-68 on the season, 32-34 here in the second half. Green Jackets have been about two games below 500 in each half of the season for each of the last 2 years now. Although last year the Green Jackets finished 6 games over .500 with a good second half, but the Charleston River Dogs finished 34 games over .500 on the season en route to their second straight Carolina League championship. They'll be playing for a third. They'll take on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in what will be a very fun series down in the Carolina League South starting on Tuesday. Will Verdungen to lead it off. With Ramirez delivering the first pitch, it is taken downstairs with a changeup in the dirt. Verdung, Celedonio, and Kern in here. Verdung added to the roster in early August. 1-0. Misses just inside with a curveball there. Good crowd here today again on this beautiful NFL Sunday. First NFL Sunday of the year. I'm sure folks are frantically figuring out how to get NFL Sunday ticket or red zone onto their devices. 2-0 is grounded hard but foul. As a member of the Green Jackets Fantasy Football League as well, the trash talk has already started in our group chat, and let's just say it has not gone well for me so far with some injuries, but, you know, sort of beside the point. 2-1 here on Verdung with the infield back everywhere, bathed in sun, and a changeup down and away will have him chasing. It's 2-2. Mason Henkel, the Green Jackets clubby, is the one who organized this league. It is a money league, by the way, as well, and Mason is the kind of guy who takes fantasy sports just so incredibly seriously that it puts everyone else at an instant disadvantage. But we'll see who comes out on top come December. 2-2 is hit hard to the alley in left center field. Mendez giving chase. He will slide. It comes in and out of his glove, and Verdung will hit first and dig for two. It's picked up by the left fielder, and the throw to second is not going to be in time as a hard hit ball will land in the gap, and it'll result in a double for Will Verdung. Mendez did the right thing there and trying to make that play. It was shallow enough where the left fielder Torres was going to be able to back it up if it got underneath him or behind him. Sometimes you see guys lay out for those balls in center field or in the alleys, and if they don't get there, it trickles all the way to the warning track, and that's how the Green Jackets got their first and only inside the park home run this year from Andrew Keck back against Myrtle Beach in a Sunday in June. Celedonio will take a ball down and away here with Verdung on second and no one out. Celedonio, 2 homers in the last 2 games, up to 17 on the season. 1-0. Sits on the inside edge kindly with a change. Celedonio hit the Green Jackets' first home run of the year. And he has their last one right now as well on the road. Looking for his 18th in his 3 or 4 at-bats today, you would hope. 1-1 pitch down in the dirt block well by Jesus Moreno. A little bit of wind picking up now, by the way, to left center field, which is probably favorable for Celedonio, who, impressively, with these 17 home runs, has a pretty even distribution. He's got 4 to straightaway center field. He's got 9 to left field, his pull side. He also has 5 opposite field home runs this year, which is a demonstration of someone who just hits the ball hard. 2-1, slider down and away. There was a time when he led the Green Jackets in strikeouts, home runs, and walks, and then as the home runs tailed off a little bit and the strikeouts climbed, the walks also began to disappear. Exposito is the leader in walks, but he is content with that home run crown as it stands. 3-1, hitters count. The pitch, up and in, ball 4. So Celedonio draws a walk, and the Green Jackets with 2 men on and no one out here in inning number 2 for Cade Kern, who also homered this week. Celedonio hit the Green Jackets' first homer of the season, by the way, in the second inning of their first game. Green Jackets hit 3 homers that day, which was their most in a single game in about 7 months worth of games before that. Celedonio, Workinger, and Exposito each homering against Columbia that time. Celedonio with 2 multi-homer games this year as well. Kern will foul this one off down the right side and out of play. Green Jackets have seen 1 inside the park home run, 2 back-to-back home runs this year, 2 sets of back-to-back home runs this year. Let's go, 18, two grand slams as well. 0-1 to Curran, bounces in the dirt. We're doing a little bit of a, not, I don't know what you would call it. You're not totally a post-mortem here on the season. More of a recap, so to speak, because there's no negatives here in baseball. At the end of the day, it's a kid's game, and we get to watch it all summer long, and they get to play it. 1-1 on Curran, infield at double play depth with Diamond on deck. And the pitch is hit hard but foul, chopped into the Wood Ducks dugout down that third baseline. 7 available arms today, it looks like, for the Wood Ducks. There are 6 guys available for the Green Jackets in case of emergency, although Strickland has gone 4 to 5 innings pretty reliably, whether it was in relief or as a starter. And he got a 3-batter first inning, which will help his cause as well. 1-2 pitch is chopped on the ground towards third. Could be 2. Colarco bobbles. His throw to first is just in time. Nearly another fielding miscue for the former Ole Miss man. Instead, he will get the batter, Curran. It functionally results in a sacrifice play almost, with Verdung taking third and Celedonio to second. Colarco bobbled that one a little bit, and a great RBI chance now for Dawson Diamond, who has reached his way aboard now in 4 straight games with a hit and a couple of walks. He's driven in 16 this year, men on second and third with one away. Tyler Collins on deck should Diamond fail to do so. No score, top of the second, and the pitch to Dawson Diamond is a strike with a slider. A couple of South California guys going at it right now. Diamond out of Lancaster. Quartz Hill High School, was drafted by the Rays. Ended up signing and acquired by the Braves last year. This one chopped up the middle. Shortstop charges. They will cede the run. The throw goes to first. It's an RBI ground out for Dawson Diamond, who does his job, and he puts the Green Jackets on top here in their final game. It's a 1-0 game. 6-3 ground out with an RBI for DD, and that'll bring up Tyler Collins. Celedonio does take third as well. So Collins will have to put something in play here and reach safely should the Green Jackets want to take that second run across. Collins 1-for-5 this week with a walk. He leads the team in stolen bases. Played more games in the outfield than anyone else this year for Augusta. And he'll take a pitch downstairs. He also leads the Green Jackets in runs batted in with men in scoring position and with the bases loaded, which is a good aspect of his game. You think the next step maybe is just a little bit more pop, finding some home runs. 1-0. Down and in, and nearly hit him in the back foot with a slider. It's important to remember, though, that Collins missed all of last year dealing with a variety of injuries, one upper body and one lower body. And this year was really about getting back into form. He was a high school draft pick. And without last year as a measuring stick, this was truly his first full season of affiliated baseball. And the results have been good. And he'll chop this one to the right side. It's fielded by the first baseman. Going to be a race between the pitcher and the batter. And the throw is dropped. It's over the head of the covering pitcher. And Collins is aboard. And the Green Jackets double up the lead. It is now 2-0 as Celedonio comes in to score. Well, Collins runs extraordinarily well, but I think that's a play that should probably have been made. And the official scorer, Jackson Pass to my left, believes that as well. It's going to be an error, the second of the game. So no RBI for Tyler Collins. We'll see if it's an E1 or an E3 on the throw, but it'll bring up Ambioris Tavares as both of the two men who reached to begin this frame are now aboard. Throwing error on Connor Piotto, the catcher who's been converted to a first baseman today. So an E3, second error of the game. Collins on first and Tavares at the plate. 33 stolen bases for Tyler Collins this year, which leads the team in a very untested catcher behind the dish. First pitch to Tavares is inside, and it hit him. It gets him on the waist. Tavares, I think, wanted to stay in and take his at-bat there. He's really trying to get up to that 220 mark, and instead he'll get hit for the second time today. Tavares has been hit just an otherworldly amount of times this year as well. He's far and away the team leader in times plunks, and the catcher will now come out and chat with Ramirez on the mound. His two men are aboard, this time with two away. Tavares got hit in his first at-bat yesterday. He wore a curveball on the knee. This one might have just brushed his belt. That's Tavares' 19th time getting hit by a pitch this year, which is a remarkable amount. It is third in the league with Luke Adams of Carolina and Jonathan Tuta Thomas of Fredericksburg, the only man above him. First and second two-way. Cam McGee to the plate. He struck out looking. And he'll take one downstairs. It seems, you know, the Green Jackets have now won 8 of their last 11 games. As soon as they were eliminated from postseason contention last week, it was like a switch was flipped. And all of a sudden, everything came so much easier. They became looser. They started having fun. 1-0. Sails very high and wide. Now we've got a man throwing in the bullpen for down east. Just going through warm-up tosses. Nothing on the mound just yet. Two and zero, big leads at first and second, and a pitch misses way outside. Now 3-0 with Sabin Ceballos awaiting on deck. This is auto take territory in all likelihood for Cam McGee, with a pitcher who has lost the zone a little bit here. Both these men aboard, by the way, are unearned runs should they score, but Ramirez trying to keep them from reaching before that. The 3-0 pitch is a green light swing. It goes up the middle, and it's fielded by the second baseman. Pollard's throw to first is in time, and the side is retired. And that's why you don't swing on 3-0 counts. But the Green Jackets do chase in a pair of runs as we go to the bottom of the second. It's a 2-0 Augusta lead here in Kinston.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Green Jackets leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the second, with Strickland back out on the mound. It is Polarco to lead it up. 4, 5, and 6. Polarco going lefty on lefty here with Strick. And Strickland delivers a first pitch that is swung on and lifted down the left field line. Giving it a good chase here is a left fielder. Curran, it drops underneath him. He had to go a long way to get there, and it will drop in just out of his reach. Strickland actually gives up much more as far as opposing batting average and hits goes to fellow lefties than he does to righties. And interesting reverse splits for him. Oh, one is tipped into the mitt. Colarco has a homer and a single this week, and also a boatload of strikeouts. O2 from Strickland is just outside. Diamond doing the catching behind the dish is the man tasked with putting down the signs for Strickland. 1-2 is chopped foul. Strickland will miss outside here. 2-2 the count, 2-0 the score. Green Jackets with a lead. Yesterday they trailed 2-0. as Galarca will chop this one high over the mound of the pitcher. The throw from McGee is picked out beautifully by Exposito for the out, as McGee dropped his hat in the process, showing off the flow on his way to making a nice barehand play. I think Strickland kind of resigned himself to the fact that that was going to be an infield single, but McGee did a very good job there getting after that ball like a special teams man and bearing down quickly, getting his throw off, and a good pick from Expo at first as well. One away now for Marcus Torres, who hitting 121. He's 4-for-33 since arriving here in Kinston. He'll take a strike. Yet another lefty in this lineup, a team that is chock full of them. Heavy shift for him as well. McGee just to the left of the second base bag. And this one downstairs. First baseman Exposito is off the first base bag. No player has played more positions this year than E.J. Exposito for Augusta. 1-1 is waved at and missed. A couple of guys have played three positions, all outfield positions and DH'd. But Expo has played four infield positions along with DH'ing. You think if it really got out of hand, the Green Jackets could try to put him in at every position and it would work out. 1-2 is a check swing. Did he go? And he did not on appeal, so it'll even up at 2-2. A couple of guys have done that in the history of professional baseball, played an inning at every position, but it requires a lot of work for a manager. 2-2 is skied in the air left side. Ceballos battling the sun. Dawson Diamond, the catcher, is there in foul ground, and he'll make the catch just in front of the warning track for out number two. Expo, also the team's Iron Man. He played 40 consecutive games in May and June. I think it was actually 38, if I remember correctly. But because of some injuries and because of some roster moves, the Green Jackets just needed someone to fill in all the time, as Specht will take a strike. And Expo's got that kind of versatility that just makes him so valuable to an organization, and also a tremendous teammate. It's really fun to be around. Oh, one is in the dirt to Specht, who is hitting 224 with a homer and 18 batted in. One-one, taken down and away. Strickland, a fastball slider changeup guy with all three pitches to both sides of the plate. I think he likes his slider more to righties than he does to lefties. 2-1 is a fastball grounded right to Ceballos at third. His throw to first is languid and in plenty of time, and we go to the third inning with the Green Jackets leading 2-0. 1-2-3 and a couple of groundouts and a pop-out.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Green Jackets on top by a score of 2-0 here in the top of the third. NFL Sunday baseball entering the September stretch period of things here. Of course, less perhaps prerogative on the Atlanta Braves than on many other teams than all around baseball. The Braves have more or less assured themselves of the top overall record in the National League, and they also hold the tiebreaker over the Dodgers after that great series out west. But still, plenty to play for. Records, pride, momentum, getting healthy, and the like. 2, 3, and 4 due up this half inning. Actually, 3, 4, and 5. Ceballos in the lead it off. And he'll ground this pitch to third. Clarko bobbles the ball, picks it up off the turf. His throw to first is high and wide. And Ceballos slides towards the first base bag to try and get in safely. But not in time. He gets tagged out, and now he is clutching his shoulder in some pain. Immediate concern for Sabine Ceballos, who tried to get around the tag by sliding on the first base side, and I think he landed on his shoulder and really jarred something there. Drew Compton is in the dugout getting ready. If he were to come in, it would be him to first and Exposito to third. But the concern right now with Jesus Aviles, Cody Gabella, and Frankie Diaz all there by the injured man Ceballos is for his physical health. It's not the first time this year we've seen someone get hurt on a similar play. We saw Trey Morgan of Charleston, another similarly prized draft pick, hurt himself that way. Ceballos tried to dive around the tag to the left side of the first base bag. If you can imagine someone running down to first base and sliding at an angle, landing on the right shoulder. He gets helped up right now, and that's going to do it for him on the day, I would imagine. It looks like he's walking off under his own power, but here in the final game of the year, you don't think you'd risk that. And it's good to see him walking off. It looks like it might be a left shoulder issue here for him as he gets helped off the field. So EJ Exposito is the next man up. Ceballos playing at third. The Green Jackets would likely have to move Exposito over, who fouls this one off, because the other third baseman is Cam McGee. And the only other shortstop the Green Jackets have is Ambioris Tavares, who's DHing. And if you were to remove him from the DH spot and put him in the field, you'd lose the DH. You'd have to have the pitcher start batting, which, while hilarious as it may be, is probably not what the Green Jackets or the Braves would want in this situation. So 0-1 to Expo, who will take a slider outside. Not what you want to see in a dead rubber game here in the last game of the year. 1-1 pitch is just away from Exposito, who is batting for the second time today. He struck out swinging to end the first. No one on, one away. The 2-0, rather 2-1, is swung on and missed. So it is a 2-2 count to Exposito. Infield and outfield both back with no one aboard. The pitch from Ramirez is fought foul. Everyone lost the ball there. It got tangled up in the ball compartment of the umpire that he carries to the right of his waist. Another 2-2 inside, and it hits him on the back of the leg, and he will take his base. That's right where you would want to be hit if you're EJ Exposito, in the back of the thigh with a 79-mile-an-hour curveball, but that doesn't feel great. So Expo is aboard. Now Will Verdung is the next man up. Verdung doubled in the second inning on a ball hit to the alley, but I think he's going to be hitting against a different pitcher, as the Wood Ducks, going full bullpen today, will go for a change. We'll be back in a second here with a man on first and one away in the top of the third, Augusta leading by a pair.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here in the top of the third, the hard thrower Adrian Rodriguez relieves Luis Ramirez. Jackets leading 2-0 with a man aboard and one out. And the first pitch is taken upstairs for a ball. Green Jackets off to that early lead. Rodriguez, the Green Jackets saw him a couple of times back in April. They saw him once earlier this week. Struggles with command, but throws very hard. 1-0 down and in the dirt. He was discovered by the Rangers pitching in a men's league in Brooklyn. Was picked in the 39th round, which no longer exists, all the way back in 2019. Very much a wild card. He throws so hard that it was worth a shot, and he'll miss inside here 3-0. The only issue for him, though, is that command. And Green Jackets saw that earlier this week with, as is the case with many hard throwers, it's location, location, location. And this year he's got 29 walks to 31 strikeouts and a ball away from making it 30-31. And he'll get a strike here on a get-me-over fastball. Green Jackets got two runs in the top of the second inning on a RBI groundout from Dawson Diamond and a play in which Collins reached by an error. Will Verdung and Jeremy Celedonio came across to score. Verdung is the man at the box right now. Hitters count 3-1. The pitch is sliced foul off the netting over the Green Jackets. Dug out and barehanded by Nick Clarno on top of the Green Jackets staircase, and he'll pimp that a little bit, as he should. I guess he is a catcher after all, and that's what they do. It's his job. 3-2. Short lead for Exposito. The payoff is sliced foul yet again. This one will go all the way to the concessions area and be out of the reach of Nick Clarno. Big news in the baseball world today, by the way, is Bob Nightingale announced that Mike Trout could be on the move. Pickoff there to first, back in safely on a slide is Exposito, but he's got a massive contract, obviously owed to him over the better part of the next decade, but has also slowed down a little bit with some injuries. Still very much in contention for being the best player in baseball history, though, and you wonder which team would be willing to eat some cash to take off. Runners going for second, and they've got him caught. The throw to the first baseman is low. Exposito slides to second, and they've got him. Expo tried to time it up a couple of times there. The throw from the pitcher to the first baseman was bounced in the dirt, and it was a good recovery by Piotr to throw down to the shortstop to apply the tag. So a pickoff caught ceiling. The Green Jackets make their ninth out on the base paths in five games and three innings.
Hey, nice job, Jackets. He just got caught stealing. Don't even try that again.
Without calling an attorney. So a 3-2 count now with no one on and two away. Easier spot perhaps for Rodriguez. And his payoff is taken high ball four. It goes all the way to the backstop. And there is walk number 30 on the year issued to him. But the Green Jackets have been so uncharacteristically sloppy on the base paths this week. When the Green Jackets were playing really well in the month of May, they were just much more calculated. Then in June, some bad habits crept back in where They made the final out at home plate twice in the span of 10 days. Then much better base running in July and August, but baseball, like everything else, is cyclical as this pitch gets all the way to the backstop to Celedonio. I think he thought it might have hit him, actually, and they'll say it missed, but it'll go out of the bite to the backstop, and Verdun will take second. Pitch is swung on and missed. This is a good matchup for Celedonio, who's a good fastball hitter. And a guy who throws hard obviously tends to lead to harder contact against. Celedonio is looking for that 18th home run. Already tied for the league lead in long balls. And the 1-1 pitch is tipped into the mitt of Moreno. It's 1-2. Two away man on second. Verdung with his lead. 1-2 pitch is a breaking ball outside. Not a bad offering there, trying to tempt Celedonio. It's something that he's seen a lot this year. Two is fought off. Foul and back to the netting. Sixth pitch of the AB here upcoming. The 2-2 is inside. Tried to drop a big looping breaking ball. And the count will go full yet again. Bijan Robinson for the Falcons, by the way, already his first touchdown. First of many. 3-2 is a fastball. You got to buy him strike three. Good pitch there at 97 to retire the side. Green Jackets get two men aboard, a hit by pitch and a walk, but leave one after a caught stealing. We go to the bottom of the third, and the score is the Green Jackets 2 and the Wood Ducks 0. We're going to have a change here. As we expected, it's Drew Compton going to first. Drew Compton to first, exited to third. We'll be back with more when we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Confirmation of that change, by the way. We've got Drew Compton into the lineup replacing Sabin Ceballos in the three spot, with Ceballos being moved to first. So Compton playing first base here. Exvito, the previous first baseman, now moves across the diamond to play at third. Just another example of why versatility is so important. 7-8-9 due up for the Wood Ducks, Pollard, Mendez, and Moreno. Pollard yesterday made his debut and 1-for-3. In fact, the Green Jackets director of video and advanced scouting, Josh Horton, as Pollard fouls this one off, coached high school baseball in Kennesaw and was well acquainted with Pollard, who was drafted out of high school and the North Atlanta area. 0-1 drops in a bit too low, and it'll even up. Pollard yesterday walked in the second, stole second, and scored. Also doubled later on a ball that nearly got out down the left field line. 1-1 waved out and missed. Apologies if his family isn't here and if they happened to make the mistake of tuning in yesterday that I got their hopes up for that home run, because it was just 100% user error. I'll blame it on fatigue. 1-2, slow chopper to third. Exposito charges. His throw across the diamond is in time by about half a step for the out. Pollard runs very well, as we saw with that stolen base yesterday. And that will bring up Wadi Mendez, who bats with no one on and one away. One thing the Green Jackets have clinched, by the way, is the strikeout crown in the league. Green Jackets coming into today, 1,436 strikeouts. The next closest team is down east, who are 62 strikeouts back of them. Down east has played four fewer games, but they would have to average, you know, 15.5 strikeouts per game in those four games to catch Augusta. 0-1 here to Mendez from the lefty Strickland. It is chopped towards second. Verdung backhands on two hops, a high hopper. He'll throw to first for the out. Although, speaking of strikeouts, the Green Jackets struck out 69 Down East Wood Ducks in the first five games of this week. That's 14 strikeouts a game, 14.5 strikeouts a game. So it's not impossible, but Green Jackets have struck out more than anyone else. Jesus Moreno takes a big swing and a miss here. They've drawn the third most walks, and they've homered the third most times. So, again, three true outcomes, something to monitor. 0-1, swung and a miss, another fastball. Moreno a little bit overmatched so far, hitting 120 with a homer and three runs batted in, and a chance for another 1-2-3. 0-2 is a fastball swung on and missed. Strickland hardly has to try as he sends down his eighth consecutive man. We go to inning number four. Green Jackets in the lead, 2-0, with another bullpen arm coming in when we come back. It appears. Perhaps not. TBD.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Top of the fourth inning, Green Jackets on top 2-0 here in the final game of the season. Augusta got their runs in the second inning, and a lot of those men are back to the plate now. Cade Kern, Dawson Diamond, Tyler Collins, 7, 8, and 9, getting their second crack here with a different arm on the mound. It is, in fact, still Rodriguez. Got to see catcher Ian Moeller, who has a day off today, a second straight day off, we might add, coming out of the bullpen there and got confused and thought it might have been, in fact, a change. It was not, and instead we go here to the top of the fourth with Cade Kern leading it off. Grounded out his first time up, but it was a productive out. It advanced two men to scoring position, and you don't get credit for that with total bases, but advancing runners is also an incredibly valuable part of the game. Situational hitting, I think, is what it would technically be called. He'll foul off the first pitch here. Beautiful Sunday afternoon to wrap up the season. 0-1 taken down and in. Game one of the year back in early April in Columbia, it was still very hot. It was still in the high 80s, but it was really muggy. There was a huge system of clouds and rain that canceled or postponed the next two games. 1-1 is a check swing, but it's in for a strike. 1 and 2. And now the pitch. Breaking ball taken up and in. Oof, that one nearly got him. Two-two. High fastball swung on and missed. That was a foot and a half outside of the zone. I think Curtin had committed to swinging there before he even picked up that pitch out of the hand. And it's a strikeout. Curtin, an Ohio State product. OSU had a pretty slow game yesterday against Youngstown State. They only put up 35 points on Youngstown State. Ryan Day blames the new clock regulations, but I don't know what Keith Curtin thinks about that. Diamond takes a swing and a miss here. It's 0-1. I mean, we saw Army score 59 points yesterday on an FCS team. You'd think that Ohio State could do a little bit more than 35, but neither here nor there. Not pro or anti-Buckeye. Diamond will take a ball. Of course, yesterday, Texas knocked off Bama in Tuscaloosa, no less. I think Texas might be back. Scary sight. 1-1 outside, especially considering they've got a Manning on the bench as the successor in wait to Quinn Ewers, should he end up getting drafted after this year, if he wins the Heisman, or I think it might be Caleb Williams of USC, though, if we're being fully honest. 2-1, high fastball, up and out of the zone. Green Jackets in the lead 3-1 here on this season finale. A beautiful September day in North Carolina. 3-1 is poked foul and off the top of the netting and back into the Green Jackets dugout, where Nick Clarno and the Bell Boy will chase it down. Of course, the big game here this week is going to be on Tuesday night it's going to be in Zebulon, North Carolina when the postseason begins. The Wood Ducks will be on the road for game 1, but then they'll have the home field advantage for games 2 and 3 if necessary against the second half champions, the Carolina Mudcats. 3-2 pitch, inside ball 4, nearly got him in the knee. So Diamond is aboard. He will conclude the season with a 5-game on-base streak, which is nice to see.
Center fielder Tyler Collins.
Tyler Collins, the next man up. 1-1 went out for TC, who reached on an error his last time up. Maybe a bunt or a movement situation here. Now this one's taken on the outside corner. Diamond, a catcher, has stolen 3 bases in his career. He has never once been caught. As a catcher, it's not really what you're thinking about, but I don't even think he has sneaky wheels. I think he just has fun. I think that makes him hard to catch sometimes. Lefty at the plate as well, which would help too. And Collins will line this one to center. High in the air. Mendez started back, now comes in, and will battle the sun to make the catch for out number 2. So now Ambioris Tavares gets a third crack, a hit-by-pitch and a strikeout for him. He got hit by the first pitch he saw in the last at-bat, and I think he wanted to actually just stay up at the plate so he could try and get that hit, take him up to 220. Diamond leading at first, and the pitch is outside. Diamond, a 3-step lead being held on by Piotta. And the pitch, outside and low and in the dirt. Diamond now taking more aggressive secondaries. Fastball upstairs. So Tavares is not really getting a pitch to hit here. They do a peel on the check swing, but he did not go. Green Jackets leading 2-0, looking to add on here. And again, a win would see them take the series for the last time this year, and also even up the season series with the North champions in the first half. The pitch, inside ball 4, gets to the backstop. So Tavares has not really gotten anything good to look at here, as he will take his base. Good for the on-base percentage, good for the OPS, less good for the batting average, as it'll bring up Cam McGee in a big spot. McGee ground out and a strikeout looking today. You get the sense that McGee is going to be a really important part of the first half of next year's Green Jackets team if he breaks camp here in Augusta with his versatility, but also the experience that he has now of these 30-something games. It's like a swing and a miss here. You get the nerves, you get the jitters out in August and in early September, and then come next spring, all of a sudden you feel like you're jumping off into the year from a very, very advantageous point. You can see the potential. This one taken high, catcher jumps up and fakes the throw back to first. It's 1-1, two away. Drew Compton on deck, who entered for Sabin Ceballos, who left the game after that play at first a couple innings ago. 1-1 outside. I think the word that you would use to describe McGee is he's springy. He's got that athlete in him, like just a guy who runs fast and plays hard, and you can see the sort of the fast twitch nature of his game. 2-1 to McGee is crushed to right field and deep. Specht heads towards the track at the wall. It is gone. Cam McGee gets home run number 2, and the Green Jackets have blown it open. Now a 5-0 ball game as McGee clears the Pizza Hut sign in right and will step on home plate to cap off a 3-run shot. Well, McGee's love playing on Sundays from his brother Brandon in the NFL to now Cam himself, who launches his second of the year. Green Jackets now on top, 5-0. Diamond and Tavares, who both walked, are both in to score. And now Compton will take one upstairs. Well, that whole at-bat was set up just talking about how you can really see the process of McGee. And I think one of the things that he'll be working on is, you get a mound visit here. One of the things that I think he'll be working on is just shortening up a little bit of his stance. He's got very, very active hands and a big leg kick for timing. And you think that during the offseason, they might pare that down a little bit and just try and make it more efficient. But right there, he turned on that pitch. Both of his home runs have been, you know, really pull heavy to the right side. And that is exactly what that lets him do. It lets him open up quickly. So he's in a great spot where it's a lot easier to refine than it is to rebuild. This pitch swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Green Jackets now leading 5-0. As McGee goes yard. Compton will sky this one to the air in left center field. This should do it for the inning. Torres comes in. Center fielder also there. And Torres will make the catch side or tie. Green Jackets get a home run from McGee, though. And they take a 5-0 lead as he turns on one and sends it out to right. We go to the bottom of inning number 4. Augusta leads 5-0.
To rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Thank you.
Back here in the bottom of the fourth, Strickland out to the mound. We're an hour into this game, and I think the Green Jackets at the plate have probably accounted at this point for 45 minutes of the action. Nine up, not nine down because he got a double play, but nine batters faced through three innings for Strickland to get the swing and a miss here from Scott. Strickland pitching like he wants to go watch some Sunday football. Oh, one. There's a check swing in the dirt, and he went on appeal. Strickland so far, 36 pitches coming into this frame. Green Jackets, five runs on three hits. They've also drawn four walks and been hit twice, so base runners aplenty here. 0-2, taken just outside. Green Jackets dugout watching on in the shadow. Great. Pleasant day outside as this one is cut on and missed. High fastball got him up and away. Third strikeout for Strickland. The command has been so much better for Strickland. He had a couple of games, and this will happen when you are a strike-throwing pitcher, but he had a couple of games where guys were just seeing him pretty well, and he had a couple of one-inning outings where he got barreled a bit, but he has really bounced back well from now 21 strikeouts to two walks since the second week of August, and they'll fire in a strike here to Piotto. Not even counting the couple of hits that he gave up as a result of the three errors in the ninth inning back in Fredericksburg as he fires a strike again to Piotto. It's 0-2. So his number is actually even better than what his defense would suggest. And the 0-2 is fouled off again. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here with Piotto, who hit into that 5-6-3 double play his first time up. And he will lay off this one in the dirt. One, two. On the outside corner, strike three called. Rung him up. Now three consecutive Ks for Strickland for out number two. If you look at Strickland, as far as pitchers go, his FIP, his fielding independent pitching, which is like a better version of ERA in many ways, is Cueva. Will hammer one to right field pretty deep. Celedonio heading back towards the track. And he'll make the catch. Oh, boy, I thought that one was landing without a doubt. But Celedonio goes Willie Mays to make a basket catch with his back turned to home plate to retire the side. Strickland, amongst all pitchers who have thrown more than 30 innings this year for Augusta, he's thrown 61 now, leads them in FIP. We go to the fifth inning. Green Jackets leading 5-0.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Green Jackets about to have a new pitcher on the mound. It is Brian Chi, who they will face out of Cuba. Green Jackets leading 5-0. scored two in the second, three in the fifth. And now back here, she has pitched a couple of times this year for the Wood Ducks, added to their roster in late July. He's making his eighth appearance, 2-3 record, a 3.71 ERA with, again, very good peripherals, high strikeouts, low walks, low batting average against, and a low whip. Down East really does not have a weak spot as far as their pitchers go. Their starting pitching has been elite. Their bullpen has been elite. They've got the lowest team ERA in all of single-A baseball, even with the arms they've promoted to high-A Hickory. A one is popped up by Acevedo on the right field line. Backing up, battling the sun, is Piotto, and he'll make the catch and foul ground. He drops the ball, but he did have it in time to make the catch for the out. And it would have been a foul ball in general if he had been ruled not to have caught it. So, at number one. Pop out and foul ground, and now Will Verdung. A double and a walk for him, a good performance here. I know some of his family was in town, or just a very, very diehard fan who got a Will Verdung jersey taken for a strike. A lot of these players for the Green Jackets will be going down to Florida to the complex in Tampa where they will have instructionals. 0-1 in the dirt. It's really a time for kind of just individualized development, maybe some inter-squad games as well. No competition with other teams during instructs, though, which used to be the case. That was abandoned back in the late 2010s. 1-1 is hit hard but foul down the right field line. It's a good chance also for these players to continue to bond with each other before the offseason, and it's a great chance for guys who have competed across different levels this year to learn from each other. And also, I think in general, it's a lot of fun. You're ending your season, you're going down to Florida, and you're playing baseball with really no lens on you other than the coaching and development staff. 1-2 is driven to left field. Shallow coming in is Torres, the left fielder, battling the sun. Three men converge. No one gets there. It drops untouched as the dreaded Bermuda Triangle has made its way to Kinston, North Carolina. That one, a perfect triangulation of shortstop, center fielder, and left fielder, and no one touched it. Second hit of the day for Verdung. He's now reached in all three appearances, and it'll bring up Jeremy Celedonio. It's been that kind of series defensively, really, for both teams. Two errors today already as well for the Wood Ducks. That not one of them. Celedonio to the plate. First pitch is just away. A walk and a strikeout for him. Yesterday, he began the afternoon with a walk and a strikeout before his third at-bat resulted in a homer in the fifth inning. We're seeing if lightning can strike twice here. And if it would, he'd become the Carolina League home run champion this year. The 1-0. That's a strike. Fastball down and away. Whole flock of sparrows right now is congregating right behind home plate, kind of flittering around on the netting, and I think it's kind of a chaotic backdrop. Gusta up, 5-0, man on first, and one away. 1-1 to Celedonio is swung on and missed. Got him with a changeup, who's actually tipped in and out of the glove of the catcher, Moreno. Cade Kern on deck. 1-2. Chi on the mound. Doesn't even look over at first. The 1-2 pitch is outside by about an inch and a half to even up the count at 2-2. One of the positives about this stadium being as old as it is, the way it was constructed, is that every seat is in the shade with the big wooden overhang, wooden and tin overhang. It's a comfortable viewing environment, I think, for these fans here, although their team loses 5-0 right now. This one taken in the dirt, it'll go full. A little bit of seats that are in the sun in the grandstand down the third baseline over towards the Wood Ducks bullpen and also down the first baseline over towards the grassy berm, but otherwise the majority of fans here in the shade. A lovely afternoon for baseball. Full count, runner goes, and it's taken downstairs, ball four. So Celedonio will work his second walk of the day. Verdung will take second, and two men aboard now for the third consecutive inning. It'll bring up Cade Kern, a good chance for him here today. You'd imagine that Cade Kern, who grew up in the North Ohio area, is probably a Bengals fan. this one outside. Could see him being a Browns fan, though, as well, or, you know, even a Buffalo Bills fan, just because of where North Ohio is located. I don't think people always realize how close Buffalo is, actually, to the entire kind of like Lake Erie region. Nonetheless, a one is swung on and missed. Keith Curran, his dad, if you're listening, just shoot me a line and let me know how I've erred in my ways. 0-2 here on Curran with a man on first and a man on second. And Augusta looking to push this five-run lead even further here in the fifth. Dawson Diamond on deck. 0-2 pitch. High fastball swung on and missed. So G gets a strikeout and now two away. Diamond walked his last time up and scored on that homer. Good chance for Dawson Diamond. A walk and an RBI ground out. Batting with two men on and two men out. First pitch from Chi is a soft chopper to third. Should be an easy play at the bat. Colarco fields and touches the third base bag himself. Side retired. Green Jackets get a hit and a walk and leave two aboard. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Augusta in the lead by a score of 5-0.
The late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Strickland back out onto the mound here for the bottom of the fifth. 45 pitches for him through four innings of work. It has been one of those outings where he has been able to operate just on cruise control, and a great way for him to cap off this season. NFL Sunday today, as we take a look around the sports world. Braves and Pirates scoreless at zero, that game in the fourth. Red Sox and Orioles tied at zero as well. The Rangers play the Oakland A's this afternoon with John Gray on the mound going up against Luis Medina for the Athletics. And of course, around the world of sports, Jaguars leading the Colts 14-7 in Anthony Richardson's debut. Trevor Lawrence, a couple of touchdowns for him already. Richardson, 25 yards on the ground, 89 yards through the air. Commanders leading the Cardinals 7-6. 49ers blowing out the Steelers 20-0 right now, which is a tough one if you're a Steelers fan, and a big one if you're a Brock Purdy truther, which many are. First pitch here is fouled off by Colarco. A number of the Green Jackets coaching and development staff spent time in Iowa at one point or another, either by birth or by college. Strickland's 0-1 to Colarco is outside and high. Vikings leading the Bucks 10-3. Baker Mayfield, 3 of his first 11 attempts. 1-1, swung on and missed. Browns lead the Bengals 3-0. Panthers Falcons tied at 7. 7-3, Ravens lead the Texans. That one going towards halftime right now. It's a tough day for Lamar Jackson so far. And a swing and a miss here from Colarco for a strikeout to begin the fifth. That is strikeout number 5 of the day for Sam Strickland. Saints and Titans tied 6-6. Sunday night game tonight is Cowboys-Giants, which is a classic. Something of a no-win situation, though, if you despise the Cowboys and also are from Boston. This one lofted in the air to left center field. Collins giving chase. Left fielder Curran is there. Instead, he'll make the catch with a basket of his glove for round number two. 50 pitches, 14 outs for Strickland so far with one hit given up. In fact, more than that, Strickland gave up a single to the first batter of the game, Quincy Scott. He's retired 13 in a row and gotten 14 outs in that time with a double play ball. Specht in the box looking to provide some offense, and he'll take a feeble wave and a miss here. It's 0-1. Monday night football tomorrow, Bills and Jets, which is a great one if you're looking to dunk on the New York Jets. 0-1. Soft liner up the middle. McGee will play it on one hop in the outfield grass. His throw to first is in time. The side is retired. Strickland continues to cruise. It's been the minimum against him for five innings as he is coasting, and we go to the sixth. Green Jackets lead 5-0.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Green Jackets leading by a score of 5-0 as we are here in the sixth inning, an hour and 20 minutes into this game. Guts on top, looking to take a second straight victory into the offseason break. Green Jackets will open up the season on the road next year, as they almost always do, with the Masters coming to town in Augusta National. And a very fun year of baseball in the CSRA once again. Tyler Collins in the lead it off. I don't totally know where I'll be next spring, although if anyone out there is looking to hire a developing broadcaster, social media person, etc., willing to relocate, looking for good office environment, good fun baseball with creative freedom. Oh, one. Collins takes down and in. TC reached on an error that brought in a run in the second and flew out to center his last time up. No RBI for him, though, on that play. Green Jackets, 5 runs on 4 hits. And Collins will sky this one to left. Torres heads back towards the track, now stopping in front. He's battling the sun. He comes in and makes a last-second grab for the out. Ambioris Tavares up to the plate, looking for that hit. He is 0-for-1, a hit by pitch and a walk today. He'll take a soft off-speed pitch for a strike. McGee, the next man up, he homered in the fourth inning, his second of the season. 0-1, down in the dirt. Tavares, in the second half of the season, he's got 90 hits on the year. He's got 55 of them, though, in the second half. He was hitting below 200 in that first half with only those 35 base hits. 1-1. And the hits have continued to flow as he takes one outside. Also taking more walks and striking out less. The strikeout totals are very high. But if you judge him on just the second half, as the 2-1 is a slider swung on and missed, he swings himself out of his helmet. There's a lot to build on there. Two-two as Tavares calls time. Green Jackets manager Cody Gabella down the third baseline, a big Miami Dolphins fan. Frankie Diaz down the first baseline. I'm not sure if or what his team is. Check swing to Tavares. Did he go? He did. And it is strikeout number two for Chi and Tavares both. 2-A for McGee, 1-for-3 with that three-run homer, the last time either of these teams touched home plate. McGee up to two homers now and 14 runs batted in, which is pretty consistent with where a lot of these new additions, these new draftees, wind up. First pitch to him is a breaking ball on the outside edge for a strike. McGee got tossed yesterday. He didn't say all that much. I think all he said was just maybe that the umpire had missed the call, but no bother, and he'll line this one hard to left field, and it's caught on a dive by Torres to rob him of a second hit. Green Jackets will go in order for the first time today. We go to the bottom of the sixth, and we come back. Augusta on top, 5-0, with a new arm coming in. Strickland, more or less a perfect outing, is done for the day.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip. Socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Pitching change here as L.J. McDonough comes in looking to make amends for his sixth inning the other night. McDonough 1-2. He's taken a decision in each of his first three outings this year. Green Jackets looking to keep hold of this 5-run lead. Strickland, a phenomenal day. Only ends up throwing 52 pitches. He goes 5 innings and gives up one hit, fans 5, and faces the minimum. First pitch here for McDonough is taken down and away. It's 0-1. Pollard 0-for-1 today at the plate. A ground out for him back in the third inning. McDonough will miss outside here. Pollard, Mendez, and Moreno, the three men due up this half inning. All of them have only taken one at bat. There has not been a man on base since the first batter of the first inning. Strike here for McDonough out of Florida Gulf Coast. Also spent some time with the Shockers of Wichita State. Some dogs in the park here today. It is a Bark in the Park Sunday. 2-1, grounded softly to short. McGee charges. Pollard runs well. His throw is in time to get him for out number one. We'll see how long Augusta can go facing the minimum. They've not had a game like this year. Even the two combined no-hitters, Green Jackets surrendered plenty of walks. So now Waddy Mendez. First pitch to Mendez in for a strike. Mendez made his debut earlier this week. Had a decent series form. We'll see how much action a lot of these players end up getting in the postseason with some of the more experienced players who are getting some rest likely to feature a bit more heavily. This one taken outside. In talking, though, with a lot of the development staff and coordinators across this season, it's important for guys to have the experience of playing in high-pressure postseason baseball. 1-1, outside and high, or rather outside corner for a strike. Obviously, every team wants to, you know, win a World Series, and that's the main goal of minor league baseball. But it's also important to end up, you know, knowing how to play and perform in those tough moments. This one chopped to second. Verdung on a slide. It goes off his chest, and Mendez will be aboard. We'll see how they score that. Verdung did have to slide to get that, and it went in and out of his glove and off his chest, and he had to go a long way for it. I think that might end up being a hit, but we'll wait and see what the official scores say. It is indeed a hit. So Mendez picks up his third hit. Mendez now has three hits in his first week. None have left the infield, but they all count the same for the batting average. He does have good speed as well, even though he was caught stealing on his only attempt so far here. He stole 12 bags in the complex league. Jesus Moreno to the plate. He will take a strike. McDonough got the win in his debut a couple of weeks ago against Salem, with Yomar Diaz picking up the save. Right after him, 0-1, waved at a miss, change up there. McDonough, really long wingspan. It helps him deliver the ball closer to the plate and make him even more effective. Green Jackets on top, 5-0 here. Man on first, one away. This one tipped into the mitt. Did he hold on? Yes, he did. Strike three as Moreno goes down swinging for out number two.
Back to the top of the order, designated hitter, Quincy Scott.
So back to the top of the order now, Quincy Scott. Single in the first, was retired in that double play, the batter later, and then struck out his last time out. Green Jackets just cruising through this final game of the year. They can taste the offseason, perhaps. It's in the back of their minds. 1-0. Scott will take downstairs. Snap throw back to first. No tag from Compton at first base. The mood is sort of downright jubilant right now. Everyone is, you know, the baseball season is just so, so long. It's not bad to want a little bit of a rest. As McDonough gets a strike here, it's 2-1. Ready! 2-1 to Scott is a check swing foul. He was trying to avoid contact with that. Instead, made a little bit too much. Now a 2-2. Taken on the outside corner. Strike three called with a fastball. Back-to-back strikeouts for McDonough to wrap up this sixth. We go to the seventh. Final three innings of the 2023 year. Coming up when we come back. Green Jackets on top, 5-0.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here in the top of the seventh inning, Drew Compton is up to the plate. Green Jackets leading 5-0. Compton popped out his last time up, his only time up this game. He came in as a replacement for Sabine Ceballos. First pitch, Jume is lined towards the alley in left field, and Torres is over and back, and he'll make the catch for the out. EJ Exposito, the next man up, looking for that ninth homer in a ninth different spot in the lineup. First pitch to Expo is lined towards left field. Again, dropping quickly. Torres on the run, and it'll drop in for a base hit. So, a knock for Expo in his last game of the season. Game 110 for him this year. Leader in RBI, walks, and games played. Will Verdung, the next man up, and he will line one to right center field. Mendez heading back towards the track. Now on the run, and he'll get there in front of the wall for the out. First time Verdung has been retired today. The Wood Duck Dude, the mascot, just banged on the crowd mic there. You heard that. Man on first and two away for Jeremy Celedonio. Two walks and a strikeout for him today. Woody. 17 homers, tied for the league lead. First pitch to him, in for a strike. It's a kind of menacing looking Wood Duck, if we're being honest. Not surprising that he'd be here in foul ground, I suppose. She will pick over to first. Actually, to back in on a slide. Green Jackets got two runs at the top of the second, three runs at the top of the fourth. That has been it for the scoring today, as Augusta looks to wrap up this season with a win. Celedonio, the only active player on the Green Jackets into double figures in home runs. One of two on the season. 0-1 outside corner for a strike. And instead, we've got a balk. So Expo will take second. I think he hesitated there in his windup, and that little hitch must have been what both umpires saw. So Expo to second. The count will stay at 0-1. Ethan Workinger had 11 homers in the first 61 games of the year for him, and he's the only guy to get double figures. Expo, the next man up. Good RBI spot for Celedonio, who's got four this week. He'll take a slider outside. It's 1-1. Green Jackets leaders in walks coming into today. Exposito with 61. He's reached once on a single and once on a hit by pitch. And Celedonio with 53. He's up to 55 with Tavares second right behind him. The 1-1 is popped up. Right side and foul ground. We'll see if it's playable for Piotto. In the sun by the crowd, and it drops in about three rows too deep for him. So 1-2. Man on second, two away. Celedonio looking for that home run here on this pitch, perhaps. The pitch is inside at the knees. No harm if you're Celedonio here in truly going fastball hunting, sitting dead red and just trying to get something that he can smash. Homers in each of the last two games, one to right field, one way out into left center. And the pitch is inside, ball three. Celedonio thinks it's ball four, but he is now reminded that it is just 3-2, so he has to go put his elbow guard back on because he lost track of the count. Wind just gusting ever so slightly out to left center field. Fans are on. Pretty laid back, languid afternoon here in Kinston. Is fought foul. Even though the Green Jackets just 1-for-9 with men in scoring position today, and they've left six aboard, it has just been so comfortable for them today that you don't even feel like pointing it out until you notice it all of a sudden on your scorebook. 3-2, down and away, ball four. Exposito will stay put at second as Celedonio draws his third walk of the day. Celedonio's OPS, by the way, up to 718, which is almost, you know, 600 points higher than his average. So two aboard now for Cade Kern. Two outs as well. Kern 0 for 3. And Kern will fly this one to left center field. Pretty deep. Going back towards the track is Mendez. He looks up, and that ball is gone. Kern homers now, and the Green Jackets have tacked on a touchdown with a two-point conversion. Make it an 8-0 ball game. That ball just sneaks out. It sits on top of the yellow line. Everyone thought that ball might have stayed in play. But a second three-run shot of the day for the Green Jackets, and this game is beyond doubt. Green Jackets are going to win this one going away, now leading by a score of 8-0 here in the top of the seventh. So no one aboard and two-way. Kern goes first pitch swinging there as Diamond will take a strike. He is 0 for 2 with a walk and an RBI. Home run number 3 for Kern, up to 15 runs batted in. 0-1 down and away. Kern now leads all the new draftees in long balls. Jace Grady with 2, Drew Compton with 1, McGee now with 2 as well. Verdung still homerless, as is Boucher. 1-1 is fought into the netting. Ceballos has 1 as well. Green Jackets now up to 91 homers on the season. Third in the league. Diamond shoots this one to third. Calarco gathers. His throw across the diamond is there in plenty of time. And the side is retired, but Augusta adds on some more. 8-0, Green Jackets in the lead.
It's now time for the 7-inning stretch presented by Orthopedic Seeds and Sports Medicine Center. The Orthopedic Seeds and Sports Medicine Center. Let's get you back in the game. Now it's all stand and join for singing. Up take me out of the ballgame.
Bottom of the seventh, Green Jackets leading now 8-0. A very comfortable game here as in from the bullpen is Corey Wall. Wall pitched on Wednesday night and gave up the game's only run. It was a 1-0 loss. He gave up one hit. And the man Hurdle stole second. And then the man stole second, took third in a balk, and then scored in a sacrifice fly. We got a funky situation here on the first pitch as Piotto swung, might have fouled it back. It might have been catcher's interference. We'll see what they decide here. That's two catchers talking it out right now with Dawson Diamond. The ball went to the backstop, and we'll see what they eventually decide on here. And I think they're just going to say strike one based on what we're looking at here. No, they're just going to say ball one, actually. So I guess it missed, and I guess he didn't swing after all. The more you know. He'll foul this one off, and now it's 1-1. Just desserts, one would suppose. Wall out of Fordham, and then William and Mary. Yesterday, the Fordham Rams, a FCS team, took down FBS Buffalo in a huge upset. 1-1, taken outside. And then the school where he finished up, William and Mary also had a big win on the gridiron. Eighth rounder in this last year's draft. Been used exclusively in relief this year. 2-1 is up and away. Did get some starts during his time with the Tribe. Three-one is lined hard to the alley in right center field. Collins going over to his left. He'll get there in time for the out. Two hits so far for the Down East Wood Ducks today. Two hits, two errors, no runs. Green Jackets with 8 runs on 7 hits and no errors. And again, a very complete performance from both sides of the ball. Donier Cueva next up. He flew out to the alley in right center field his last time up when Celedonio chased it down. Take a big swing and a miss here. It's 0-1. Only hits today, Wadi Mendez and Quincy Scott, both on the infield. This has been an anemic showing for the Down East offense, which, despite their pitching giving them plenty of opportunities to win games, that is a concern here in the second half. You know, they strike out a lot. They draw the second fewest walks in the league, and they're beginning to feel a little bit of the loss of some of their power bats up to Hickory. 0-2 is lined to left field. Down the line, it looks like it's going to get foul into the bullpen, and it will. Someone down there tried to, Ian Moeller, the catcher, tried to make the catch in the bullpen, but it bounced just in front of him. Of course, this is a lineup today that does not feature Ian Moeller, Glader Figueroa, Miguel Villarroel, and JoJo Blackman, four of the surefire starters for Tuesday's playoff opener. 0-2. Lined hard to left and through for a base hit. It just sneaks over Exposito's glove and drops in front of Cade Kern. So Cueva is aboard, and it'll bring up Calarco with one on and one out. Big lefty Calarco batting cleanup today. Hit a homer on Thursday night. Green Jackets won game one of this series, dropped games 2 and 3, and have won the next two. Looking for a third. This pitch goes over Diamond's glove into the backstop, and it will place Cueva at second. Sam Strickland goes 5 innings of one hit shutout baseball. LJ McDonough behind him strikes out a pair in an inning of scoreless work. Does give up one hit. You wonder if we might see another arm come into work the eighth and possibly another for the ninth to give everyone that final chance here on the last day of the season. One on, one out, and the 1-0. Calarco, big swing and a miss. Taken outside. Two and one to Calarco. Infield with a big shift on for the lefty. And the pitch is waved at and missed. Slider down and in. Green Jackals take the bus back down to Augusta. A lot of guys will have their flights early in the morning tomorrow to head back to wherever they're going next, whether it be Florida or back home to other places in the baseball world. This one grounded to short. McGee throws on to first to retire Calarco as Cueva takes third. Man on third, 2-way now for Torres. A lot of the international players head home during the winter and train there before reporting in the spring. First pitch here is in for a strike from Wall with big lead off of third for Cueva. No one really close to him with a lefty at the dish. one's fouled off. It's 0-2. Good chance to maybe gamble on a strikeout pitch with an 0-2 count. Oh, two. Taken down low by Torres, who 0 for 2 today, a pop-up to the catcher and a flyout, just 4 for 35 in his first introduction. You think he could be one of the men who is a big part of this team in the beginning of next year. 1-2 is the count. And the pitch taken down and away. Green Jackets will also wrap up next season here in Down East. Taking on these Wood Ducks to wrap up that campaign. 2-2. Tipped into the mitt. Strike three. Side retired. A hit and one left. And we go to the eighth inning. Green Jackets now leading 8-0.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Time for the top of the eighth inning. Green Jackets leading 8-0. Tyler Collins in to lead it off. It'll be Collins, Tavares, and McGee. First pitch to TC is on the outside corner for a strike. A 1 is swung on and missed. Now 0-2. She remains on the mound. He's gone the bulk of today's game. One fouled off. Oh, 2 on the outside corner, strike three calls. We're entering the part of the game and the part of the lineup where guys are, you know, likely taking their final at-bat of the year. Ambioris Tavares looking to add on to those 90 hits this season. He'll foul one off. Leads the team. Justin Janis is second with 88. And EJ Exposito is third. 0-1 here to him, though. And the pitch is fouled off into the netting again. A walk, a hit by pitch, and two strikeouts for Tavares today. And he will call timeout. One away, no one on, top of the eighth inning. Green Jackets blanking the Wood Ducks here so far. 0-2 pitch is bounced up, taken by Tavares. Won't be too long now before the trees start to turn in color and leaves start falling and we begin looking towards the World Series and then the wait for spring training. As a slider gets Tavares, a swing and miss for out number two. Rangers still very much with postseason aspirations. One of the fun parts about guys who get drafted and who end up in an organization which they did not grow up supporting, which is about 99% of guys don't get drafted by the team they grew up cheering for, is you instantly become a fan of that team and root for success. McGee will pop this one up down the left field line. Could be playable here. Colarco giving chase, and it will land off the table down in the stands. So a lot of Braves guys, the guys who are on this team just are, you know, you might have grown up rooting for one team, and you now, by definition, have a second, you know, affinity, someone else to root for. This one tipped into the mid, it's 0-2. Green Jackets leading 8-0. McGee put him up 5-0 with a 3-run homer in the fourth. He's 1-for-4. And the pitch is waved at and missed. Strike three got him going down and in, and the side is retired. Green Jackets go in order, but they lead 8-0. As we will keep the crowd mic on, heading to the bottom of the eighth. Bottom of the eighth inning, new arm on the mound. It is Zach Austin in, looking to continue his tremendous streak, and he'll fire a strike on the outside corner to begin to Tommy Specht. Specht, Pollard, and Mendez due up. Green Jackets leading 8-0. The result of this game has long since been decided. And Specht takes a big swing and a miss with a slider. Austin, 7 consecutive outings without giving up an earned run. He's gone 10 2/3 innings in that time. A batting average against of 152. 0-2, taken upstairs. Given up just 5 hits since August 13th over the course of 8 different outings. 1-2 pitch is fouled off. Diamond did not keep hold of it. 15 strikeouts for Austin in that time as well. Second longest active streak in the league. Only trailing Nicholas Regalado of Colombia. 1-2 is lined to right. Should be playable for Celedonio, who jogs leisurely in and makes the grab for the out. 2 hits so far today for the home side, who have not drawn a walk either. Green Jackets with a fairly clean game here. Chandler Pollard to the plate, going ready on ready with Austin. The pitch is down and in. Pollard, two ground outs, one to third, one to short. Infield back all the way around. And the 1-0 is caught on and missed. Pollard, an Atlanta kid, made his debut yesterday. One. This is just downstairs. Austin out of UCF. Also two-way player at Jefferson University before that. Someone who was a relative unknown, but I think with the numbers that he's putting up and the way he's performed, he's going to be drawing some attention here as he misses downstairs here. It's 3-1. One away, no one on. And now one on as Austin will miss downstairs. The first walk of the day goes to Pollard.
That's a Papa John's walk. Better pay and better pizza, Papa John's.
Now Wadi Mendez, who singled to the second baseman his last time up. First pitch to Wadi is downstairs for a ball. Green Jackets onto their fourth pitcher here with Strickland, McDonough, Wall, and now Austin. Some cloud coverage over in left center field right now. 1-0. In the dirt, it gets away from Diamond Runners going for second, and the throw down is not going to be in time. Both teams, I think, looking to just wrap this one up. Wood Ducks know that they've got bigger things in waiting with their postseason game coming up on Tuesday as their quest for a championship begins, while the Green Jackets, I think, want to get started on that bus ride home and get ready for their offseason to begin. Just five outs away. 2-0 just downstairs here from Austin. Diamond calls timeout here and goes to chat with Austin. This stadium, with how open it is, the concourse being right down in front of home plate and everyone kind of looking down on you the whole time, like quite literally, it's very communal. And you get why they used to build stadiums this way. 3-0 is in the dirt and gets away, and Pollard will say put it second. Back-to-back walks here, though. But you know why they used to build stadiums this way in a time before the modern stadium experience? I remember my great-grandmother talking to me about how when she was being courted by my great-grandfather back in the 1940s, I believe. Might have been the 1930s in Brooklyn. How they would dress up to go see Brooklyn Dodgers games. But back at those days, you would really dress up, as Austin misses downstairs here. He's a little bit erratic right now, but you would really see, like, it was a true social event at that time. Moreno at the plate, 1-0, and he takes a big swing and a miss. I'm not sure why he is swinging there after two consecutive walks at seven pitches out of the zone, and he takes a 1-0 swing and miss at a breaking ball. I digress. It's one of the big gripes that I have with with a lot of things sometimes. And I'll chop this one towards first. Compton fields it on a backhand. His only play will be to first as Austin is there to cover and step on the bag. The men will move to second and third. It'll be a 3-1 ground out. And it'll set up Quincy Scott with a chance to plate a few with a base hit here.
Top of the order, designated hitter, Quincy Scott.
So Scott to the plate, man, on second and third. It's just outside with a fastball. But anyways, nowadays, you know, a lot of the stadium experiences are meant to be as comfortable as possible. And a lot of the upgrades in technology and the fan experience are done with that in mind, as Austin gets a strike here, 1-1. Back in the old days, you're like sitting in a stadium like this, but, you know, with no cover and wooden seats, benches perhaps, everyone dressed up in their suits. It's just a different era of society and sports. Not necessarily for the better or the worse. So this is outside, it's 2-1. Kind of like flying. You know, people used to put on, or I hear people used to put on suits to fly in, and obviously now it's all about comfort and leisure. 2-1 inside. I don't think anyone who's ever flown in a plane is going to complain about that, though. I mean, for being honest. I don't know what I'm going to do without the ability to diatribe on air, but I'll figure that out when we get there. 3-1 pitch on the inside corner. It'll go full. Base open at first. Should Austin miss here with Pollard and Mendez, who both walked on at second and third. Three-two is hit to right field. Could be playable for Celedonio, who runs towards the foul line, and he'll make the catch in fair ground to retire the side as Austin keeps that scoreless streak alive at 11 2/3 innings. We will go to the ninth as the season's final inning dawns on us here in North Augusta, rather in Kinston, North Carolina. Here in the top of the ninth, final inning of the season, and Drew Compton will begin this by lining it to center. Center fielder Mendez got turned around, but he will get there for the out, one away. EJ Exposito now the next man up as he is looking to build on that hit his last time to the plate. Green Jackets, a couple of homers today, one for McGee, one for
Cade
Kern, both three-run shots. First pitch is swung on and missed. New man on the mound is Paul Bonzagni, who is into this game as the fourth and likely final arm today for the home side. She goes four innings, gives up three hits while striking out five and walking a pair. 1-1 is in for a strike on the outside edge. One-two pitch is fought foul by Exposito, who really got the game going or got this season going. He batted ninth in the game, the first game of the year. Ended up with 5 runs batted in, a homer, a double, a single, a walk. A great game for him. It really set the stage for this season. 1-2 is fouled up. One, two is grounded to short. Cueva is there. He will throw to first to get him. So 2 outs now for Wilbur Dung, who has a double, a single, a walk on his line today. For Dung batting from the right side, Bonzagni, the 6'3 reliever out of SIU. Missed downstairs here. We saw him for 2 innings the other day. Again, no Pio Boucher, his former teammate, who got 4 hits yesterday, but gets an off day today. And Verdung will chop this foul down the third baseline. You never know who will be there, you know, for the Green Jackets come next spring, but you would not be surprised to see a good number of similar folks. Of course, there's still a full off season of baseball, and guys can develop and then have a chance in spring training too. April, that first week, is just around the corner. It'll be here before you know it. And Verdung will ground this one to short. A couple of ground outs as Cueva throws to first to retire the side. Green Jackets go in order for the final 2 frames, but they take a commanding lead 8-0 in as we set the stage for the bottom of the ninth. Bottom of the ninth as Connor Piotto steps in and flies this one to right. Celedonio giving chase. Collins there, and the center fielder Collins makes the catch on a run heading towards the right center field alley. One pitch, one out for Chad Bryant. He becomes the fifth pitcher of the day for Augusta. Strickland went 5. McDonough, Wall, and Austin each going 1. Bryant, not likely, it'll be the last pitcher to work this year. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Pitch swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Cueva at the plate. Only two hits today for the Wood Ducks, who have been beaten comprehensively in this season finale. It is the Green Jacket season finale. It's the regular season finale for the Wood Ducks as well, but not entirely for Down East. You do have postseason baseball coming up. 0-2 here on Cueva. Only hits were in the infield. Quincy Scott and Mendez. Although, actually, now that I'm saying that, I realize that Cueva actually had the third hit of the day an inning and a half ago when he sent one to left. It's only one hit left the outfield. This pitch is down and in. 2-2 from Chad Bryant, too. It's been great to see him pitch this year with the injuries that he has dealt with over the last couple of years. He pitched for the Green Jackets in 2021 and then missed almost all of last season. 1-2 is swung on and missed. And Green Jackets an out away from capping off this season with a dub. Clarko, the final hope, 8-0 to score, and he'll take one in the dirt. Green Jackets led this game from the second inning on. They have been resolute on the mound as Clarko will take a strike. Green Jackets got the season open with a win 9-8, and they look set to bookend the season with a victory the other side. One one to Clarko, outside and high. Big thanks to the folks who have tuned in a lot this year, from the Keens down in Augusta to Rick Osmond, the outgoing mayor of Aiken, and of course to my family, my parents and grandparents who tune in a lot to keep me company. 132 games is a long time. A lot of baseball, a lot of dead air, a lot of bad broadcasts, a couple of good ones, too. 2-2 is just inside. It'll go full here on Clarko. Green Jackets bullpen ready to come out onto the field and celebrate this win and get the festivities going in the locker room to wrap up a successful year. The 3-2 is chopped to first. It'll get through to right field, and the game will extend. Drew Compton vacated to get to the first base bag, and Verdung didn't get there. It'll be a hit for Clarko, and this game will continue. No 1-2-3 here in the ninth. Marcus Torres in. He'll take a ball. Take a swing and a miss here. Torres 0-for-3. Clarko on first, collects his first hit of the game, his third of the series. Bryant looking to wrap this one up. No one holding on the runner with this massive lead. I'll miss outside here, 2-1. Bryant, another really good locker room presence. Really enjoys joking around. Always see him tossing footballs with fans and signing autographs long after games at SRP Park. Pitch here is cut on and miss. Green Jackets again a strike away. Two-two. Bounces up. It'll go full. Clarko will get a chance to go in motion here. And again, the Green Jackets getting ready to celebrate the end of the season with a win and hopefully a shutout here as Bryant looks to put him away. 3-2, payoff. Swing and a miss, strike three, ball game over. Game, set, and match. The Green Jackets will win this one going away. 8-0 to score as the 2023 season of Green Jackets baseball comes to a close. Augusta will wrap up the year winning 9 of their final 12 games, which is their best 12-game stretch of the season. The win in this one will go to Sam Strickland, who picks up his fifth win of the season. He improves to 5-2, drops that ERA even further as the Green Jackets pick up the shutout victory to retire the Wood Ducks here. Wood Ducks do have postseason baseball, though, and best of luck to the Woodies as they look for a championship here. Our It Guy of the Game, we'll give it to Cam McGee, and we will give it to Cade Curry. 2 3-run homers, one for each of them, and we'll also give a special mention to all the fans who tuned in this season and supported the team from North Augusta to beyond, wherever folks tuned into. Green Jackets end up with a win here today. They'll win their final two games of the year. They'll finish up the year at 63-68 overall with a 32-34 record here in the second half. And with that, we'll pack up and bid you adieu. Almost, you know, probably close to at least, you know, you'd think at least 500 hours of airtime later, they finally decided enough's enough, and that'll do it for me. You guys, if anyone doesn't know how to reach me, you can find me. My email is in my website, NathanPStrauss@gmail.com, or you can find me on Twitter at NathanPStrauss, or on Instagram at NathanStrauss, N-A-T-H-N Strauss. That'll do it. We'll talk to you at opening day next year. Who knows who will be in this chair, but whoever it is, they've got a great fan base to cheer them on. We'll talk to you in 24.